My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, here we are at the end of this church year once again. Next Sunday is Christ the King, and then we enter Advent. Today the readings direct our attention to the end of time. We are promised that if we are faithful, if we are obedient, we shall not be destroyed. We are promised that the archangel Michael will be there helping us. We are told that the one great sacrifice for sins has been made, and we must cling to the Lord. God will gather his elect, and we must be ready. More than the end of the world, sometimes we are afraid or frightened of our own end times. This is pretty example during this pandemic when our life will end, no one knows. Many people live in fear that examining themselves or calculating of their health or seeing the signs and times, checking into themselves that this and this is the day of my end. My friends, fear comes because there is always the possibility that I will not be counted among those who are chosen or elected. The first reading of today is from the book of Daniel. It tells us, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever, others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. This is the kind of statement that makes us have a bit of fear. We hope that we shall be among those who shall live forever. Are we ready to be among the people who are chosen and elected to live forever? Having faith in God, expressing it in our day-to-day lives here on earth. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews. The point of this selection today is to remind us that any human priest, whether me or any priest, cannot make a complete amendment for our sins. Neither you nor I can atone completely for our sins. It takes Jesus, who is God and man, to make the one sacrifice for sins that never needs to be repeated. And he did it. And we all are witness of it. And we all have been witnessing it through the Word of God. Sin is vanquished in Christ Jesus. On the other hand, sin in us is only overcome when we become one with Jesus Christ. God truly loves. He truly loves us and sends his only Son to take away sin so that we can live forever with God. And today's gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark is also about the final coming of the Lord. And it is clear that no one knows the day or the hour or the end or the time. How often we hear predictions based on scripture about when the end of the world will happen. We should always listen politely and in our hearts listen to the words of the Lord. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The challenge is not to know when the end is coming. It is not to know when we are about to die or the end times comes to us. But what we need to do is we need to live today as if the end will be right now. Could he be in the 11th hour or could be in the very next minute? But we must simply get on with living now as if this is our last moment. With no fear and no upset, with no worry, but having a complete trust in God, a complete trust in the love of God. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, go with God. Trust in God. He is the final destiny. Look beyond this life. Life is short. God is destiny. Death is not end. It's only changing of times. Everything presides, but there is hope, and we need to live in that hope. Persistence in peril. We shall know and we shall not leave our generations in desolation. When we are able to share the wealth, property, all the things we have with the younger generation or with your children or with your near and dear ones, why we are not able to share the faith which is in us to the generations yet to come. The generations which have passed have taught us what or how we need to live in faith, why we are not able to pass it on to our younger generation or to the people whomsoever we know. My friends, when your beloved ones, when you love someone so much, could take care if he or she is not well, sometimes awaking all through the night, sitting beside the ill person, showing that much love to that person, why we are not able to relate with God, who is the Creator, who knows in and out of us, who is the perfect master in holiness, to whom we have to imitate and be like the Heavenly Father as He is perfect? And how are we preparing ourselves to meet the Lord? at his second coming? These are all the questions and reflective answers to be sought out individually. It differs from person to person. It depends on our faith. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to conclude today's reflective sermon along with the words of Jesus. One day I will pass away, you will pass away, this church will pass away, this land will pass away, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Therefore, believe in the word of God and follow the gospel values. Be prepared at any time to be judged by Jesus at his second coming.